As we continue learning the halachas of making Shekhyanu, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel discusses the halachas of making of the Sfira, and they discuss the halach of making a Shekhyanu during the Sfira, and the Mishnah Berurah in Simon, the Shulchan Aruch at Simon Tov Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph Paskins, that the Mishnah Berurah Paskins that one may be make a Shekhyanu during the days of Sfira, although there are kehillos, that there are communities that don't make a Shekhyanu during the Sfira. I saw most Paiskim say that, just like the Mishnah Berurah quotes here in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel, that one can make a Shekhyanu during the Sfira, the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Cotton Bays. I saw that so too, that the Paiskim hold that, of course, you can make a Shekhyanu during the days of Sfira. Certainly, if, as we discussed in our previous year, the Shekhyanu that's made not because of a feeling of simcha, but because of a feeling of renewal in the world, the Shekhyanu we call the Shekhyanu of Re'iya, certainly may be made during the days of Sfira. On the other hand, during the Bein HaMetzarim, the halacha in Shimon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Toiv Lizar Malayim Shekhyanu Bebein HaMetzarim Al Pri or Al Malbush, one should not make a Shekhyanu on a fruit or on a new clothing during the Bein HaMetzarim. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tzadches says, the Shabbos ain't la hachma b'zeh. On Shabbos, one doesn't have to be machmer. The belav hachi habachronim askim l'hok b'Shabbos. Mr. Brewer says that on Shabbos, even during the Bein HaMetzarim, we could be more makel. The Magen Avraham, however, quotes the Arizal, who said that one should not make a Shekhyanu even during the Shabbosos of the Bein HaMetzarim. And then the Paiskim say that even according to the Mishnah Berurah, that is makel, that is lenient on the Shabbosos of Bein HaMetzarim, on the Shabbos during the 9 days, certainly one can make a bracha of Shekhyanu. The Bir Halacha at the beginning of Siman Resh Chaf Hei, the halacha that we quoted in our previous year, discusses some very fundamental halachas regarding Shekhyanu. One halacha that the Bi'ar Halacha says is in Divrei Maskil Pri Chodesh, Kosva Achroinim, Til Bracha Zu Ein Tzarech Shir. That the bracha Shekhyanu doesn't have to have a certain amount of fruit that you eat. Even if you eat less than a whole fruit, let's say fruit is very expensive, or a number of people are sharing a fruit, even you can make a bracha of Shekhyanu. The Eish Avraham, however, says that if somebody is not even eating the fruit, he's just tasting it without swallowing it, then you don't make a bracha Shekhyanu. Another question that's asked is the Shekhyanu made on the seeds of a fruit? And the Paiskim, the Ketzais HaShulchan, says that according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who holds that on the seed of a fruit, you make the same bracha that you make on the actual fruit, so then even on seeds, you make a Shekhyanu. However, the Mishnah Berurah, who holds that you make a Bar Pri Adama, and certainly the Paiskim that say that on seeds you make a Shehakel, since you don't make the Bar Pri Eitz on the fruit, on the actual seed, so the seed is not considered in the same category as the fruit, and one would not make a shechiyanu on the seeds of a fruit. Another halacha that the Mishnah Brura quote, the Bi'al halacha quotes here, that on fruits that are mukavim, that means grafted fruit, you should not make a shechiyanu, since the creation of this fruit was in violation of what it says in the Torah. We know we're not allowed to make klayim. Therefore, one should not make a shechiyanu on such a fruit. That's what the opinion of the Hilchos Gedolos is. But then the Mishnah Halacha quotes the Shailas Yavetz and says that just like we find that the Shulchan Aruch paskens later in this Sif Yud, that even on a mamzer, we make a bracha of Briyos Nois, even though a mamzer also was created in sin, so too on a fruit, even though it was created improperly, one can make a shechiyanu. But it's interesting to point out that I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Halicha Shlomo says that's only when there's a machlokes here. If we make a shechiyanu on fruit that's klayim, that's only if we make a shechiyanu on the actual fruit that was produced from the grafting. But let's say a seed was taken from the fruit that was made from the first grafting, or certainly many generations later. That is not usur. And therefore, planting such a tree, planting such a fruit, doesn't represent an isser, and under certain circumstances, certainly the halacha is, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I saw Rav Moshe held that way as well, one can make a shechiyanu on such a fruit. And as the Pesukim say, since most fruits that we find in the market are not made from, we don't find the actual first fruit, we only find later generations. Since we only find later generations, the halacha is that we should make a shechiyanu even on grafted fruit. Also, since most fruits are planted by Akum, by Nochrim, the Isser Klayim only applies by Jews. It doesn't apply by Nochrim, and therefore there is no issue. That's another reason that you should be able to make a shechiyanu on a new fruit. In general, the Paiskim also go on to say that let's say you have a fruit, like a nectarine, which is a combination of a peach and a plum. And we're learning now that it seems that certainly a shechiyanu should be made on a nectarine, given that the two reasons that we just said, it was probably planted by a nochri, and also the nectarine you're getting wasn't from the first tree that was grafted, a plum and a peach tree. Rather, the seeds of a previous nectarine were used to plant the next nectarine tree, which, as Rav Shlomo Zalman said, is not an isser. So not only do you make a shechiyanu on a nectarine, but you make a shechiyanu if you're eating a plum and a peach and a nectarine, even if you already ate a nectarine and made a shechiyanu, and then at another time you're going to eat a plum and a peach, you would still make separate shechiyanus on the plum and the peach. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Aleph quotes a Prima Godim that discusses a very important question. And that is, when somebody is making a shechiyanu, what does he make first? Does he make the shechiyanu first or the bracha on the fruit first? So the Mishnah Brura quotes, Vayim Prima Godim, Shekasa Dat Chetchila Nochen Levarach Shechiyanu Kaidim. It's proper to first make the shechiyanu. That means if you have to make a bar priyetz and a shechiyanu, the Mishnah Brura says first make the shechiyanu and then make the bar priyetz. And there's two reasons for this psak of the Prima Godim. One is because, as we just discussed, the Shulchan Aruch said it, The obligation to make shachiyonu comes from as soon as there's a ri'iyah, as soon as you see the fruit. The obligation of making the bayre pre-o-eitz only comes when you're going to actually eat the fruit. So therefore, the brach of shachiyonu, the obligation for the brach of shachiyonu came first. Another reason why you should make the shachiyonu before the bayre pre-o-eitz, especially since, as we're learning, it's not quite clear, as our Gemara said, that the obligation to say shachiyonu is a choif. It could be that the obligation to say shachiyonu is only a rishus. And we know that if it's not an obligation, so then it becomes a hefsik, the bracha of shachiyonu, between the bari priya eitz and the actual eating. And therefore, says the Prima Gadim, say the shachiyonu and then say the bari priya eitz. However, many other paiskim, and obviously this is a source of many different menhagim, say that you should make the bari priya eitz first. And they give a number of reasons. First of all, they say there's a concept of tadir, the shayna tadir, tadir kaidim. And certainly the bracha of the shachiyonu, the bracha priya eitz, or whatever you're making, is certainly more tadir than the bracha of shachiyonu. The Paiskim disagree in applying over here the concept of Tadir, V'she'ena Tadir, because they say that Tadir, V'she'ena Tadir, only applies when you have the two obligations coming at the exact same moment. But over here, since we're learning that the brach of shachiyonu may not even be a chayiv. So if the brach of shachiyonu is not a chayiv, we can't say that we have two obligations coming at the exact same time, and therefore it's not considered a situation of tadir v'sheina tadir. Furthermore, the paiskim say, the concern that we have that the shachiyonu would be a hefsik, that may not be indeed the case. Because the Gemara says that we know the halacha is two halachas. That you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to make any stop between the bracha and eating. However, the Gemara says, we know that we say in the Shema every day that you first have to feed your animals and then you have to eat yourself. So let's say somebody made a bracha on the food. And after making the bracha on the food, before actually eating the food, he realizes, oi, I didn't feed my animal. He's allowed to tell the members of his family, go feed that animal. Because feeding the animal is absolutely necessary for him to be able to eat, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. Therefore, they want to say, if on this food we have to say a shachiyonu, so saying the shachiyonu is not a hefsek, because I'm not allowed to eat this food until I make the shachiyonu. Of course, the Paiskim say that it's not a compelling argument, particularly as we've been learning in our shiurim that the entire obligation to say a shachiyonu is not quite clear. And there are Paiskim that say, as is the Pashup Shad in our Gemara, the shachiyonu is only a rishus. And therefore, since the shachiyonu is only a rishus, we can't say that it should therefore not be a hefsek. And that's certainly the reasoning, that's certainly the reasoning why we make the shachiyonu, we should not make the shachiyonu after making the bracha. Even though when we make a bracha in the mitzvahs, we know when we take the dalaminim, we certainly first make the anatilas lulav, and then we make the shachiyonu. When we blow the shofar, first we make the bracha on tekiyah shofar, then we make the shachiyonu. So there the paiskim say it's very simple. Why? Because the obligation to take the dalminim, or the obligation to blow the shofar, is a chiyuv d'oraisa. The obligation to make the shachiyonu, however, is only a chiyuv d'rabbana. So when we have a bracha that represents the chiyuv d'oraisa, and we have a bracha that represents the chiyuv d'rabbana, certainly the chiyuv d'oraisa comes before the chiyuv d'rabbana. The Mishnah Brura also says another option that he holds may be valid. V'hu adin im toy me'at if you just eat a little, v'akach mevarach shachiyanu, and then you make the shachiyanu, efshe the gamze toif. Mr. Brewer says, there's another option. Make the bar priates, take a little taste, and then make the shachiyanu. So at first glance, one would think that this is certainly the best option. Because as we just learned, making the shachiyanu before the bracha has its problems. Making the shachiyanu after the bracha has its problems. So therefore, maybe just do this, and you don't have any issue. But we go back to another issue. And that is that we discussed that once you ate from a fruit, you can't make the shachiyanu again. Because, as we learned, whatever simcha you've achieved, you already achieved when you ate from it. So once you ate from it, it's too late to make another shachiyanu. So what is the Mishnah Berurah really saying? Well, the Mishnah Berurah, in order to avoid that problem, is say just eat a little of the fruit. If you only ate a little of the fruit, that isn't considered that you ate, that you should not be able to make another bracha. But that really isn't so simple. Because we quoted the Bi'ur Halacha at the beginning of this year, that the Bi'ur Halacha said that as far as Hilchos Shachiyanu are concerned, even the smallest amount of eating is considered eating for the bracha of Shachiyanu. So if even the smallest amount of eating is considered eating for the bracha of Shachiyanu, you can't say that I really didn't eat. Because as soon as you take the smallest taste, it's considered that you made the bracha. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is not that quite certain what if this is a viable option. On the other hand, there are paiskim that are lenient, and there are, I've heard, many communities that follow this minig, because there are two reasons. First of all, they say that when the Rama says, and we read the words of the Rama, that if you ate once, when the Mishnah Berurah says that if you ate once, and then you're going to eat another time, you can't make a shachiyanu, that's not in the same sitting. That means, if I ate today a fruit, a new fruit, and then tomorrow I eat that new fruit again, so the Mishnah Berurah indeed paskins and kamat explicit in the Rama, you can't make a shachiyanu. That's a new sitting of eating. But if during the first time I'm eating, maybe the Mishnah Berurah would be lenient in allowing me to eat, to make the bracha of shachiyanu still. So therefore, here we have two reasons why you could still make the shachiyanu. Well, actually, three reasons. One is because you're still in the middle of the first time you're eating. Number two, you really didn't eat that much. And number three, because making the shachiyanu before the bracha is a problem, because really you're supposed to make the bracha on what you eat first. Especially, we have the rule of tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim. Especially if we learn that the obligation to make the shachiyanu is only rishus, whereas making the Berachas HaNenin is a chayva. On the other hand, making the shachiyanu after the bracha is a problem of a hefsek. So as we've learned, we really have three options. One option is to make the shachiyanu and then the bracha. Another option, which is what the Prima Gadim says. The Be'er Hetev says to make the bracha and then the shachiyanu. And the third option is to make the bracha, take a small taste, and then make the shachiyanu. And everybody should follow the minhag that they have in their families.